complex that housed Winter's husband, who was former military, and his teammates. Then the team had grown, adding wives and children. Now they ran a custom motorcycle shop out of the front of the compound and lived in the back in duplexes for each family. There, they'd established quite a reputable custom bike business and had flourished since. Winter said she'd be asking her husband to drop her off so she could drink if she felt like it afterwards. I told her she wouldn't have the desire to do so after being outside so long, but what did I know? The doorbell chimed a few moments after the sound of the bike shut off, and instead of getting up to answer it, I just yelled. Honestly, I was beyond tired. If I got up, it would be to lay down on the couch and crack open an ice-cold Coke. "Come on in, I'm in the backyard." Winter's answering yell confirmed that she'd heard me, and I went back to screwing. I laughed at how idiotic that sounded. I had what you would call a very naughty sense of humor. Anything you had to say, even the most normal of statements, I could turn it into some sort of sexual innuendo. With one hand, I lined the tip of my drill with the notched head of the screw. With the other, I pushed down while depressing the button. A movement out of the corner of my eye had me looking up in time to see the man a few yards down taking a picture of me. Flustered, I turned back to my screwing, making a mental note to let my brother know sooner rather than later. As usual, my coordination and lack of attention fucked me over, and instead of pushing down on the screw slipped. The head of the drill bit slammed down into my finger, shooting a burst of pain through my body. Although I'd managed to pull back, the puncture still hit deep enough that blood started to pour from my finger. God damn it, motherfucking bitch of a whore, son! Painfully, I got up to my feet with my bleeding finger clutched to my chest, then ran to the back door, slamming inside without looking. I ran straight to the bathroom, blood seeping through my clasped fingers. I passed Winter on my way, but didn't acknowledge her. Instead, I went for expediency, foregoing the niceties in exchange for prolonging the life of my brand new beige carpet. Blood wasn't the easiest to clean up. I should know. I'd been a paramedic for 8 years now. Without thinking, nor acknowledging the fact that the door was closed when I'd specifically remembered leaving it open, I barreled through the door and ran to the sink. I cursed as the cool water hit my finger and shot a blast of pain coursing through my veins. God damn, this hurts, I muttered.
Looks like it,
a man said from behind me. Whirling around, I stared in shock at the man who was now zipping up the fly of his jeans. What are you doing in my house? I half screamed. The man grinned. If he hadn't been so unbelievably hot, I might have had the common sense to be more scared than I actually was. However, my common sense took a flying leap out of the window, and my attitude came out to play.
I was just using the John. Then you burst in,
he said by way of explanation. Why would you be using it in my house when I didn't let you in? I asked with a raised brow. That would be my fault. I informed them that they needed to come help. Winter said apologetically, Well, if that didn't take the wind out of my sails, nothing would. Reluctantly, I turned to the man I'd nearly seen with his pants down, literally, and smiled contritely. I'm sorry, it was just surprising to have a strange man in my house. He nodded and then gestured to my still bleeding hand.
Do you need some help?
I looked down at my bleeding hand and groaned. I was a bleeder. I had von Willebrand's disease, which pretty much meant that if I cut myself, I would bleed. A lot. The disease guaranteed that any cut I received bled much more than it should. That didn't even begin to take into effect my horrid periods. Those puppies lasted for way longer than they ever should have, which was how I knew I had the disease in the first place. I held out my hand and extended it to him, showing him the wound. It's not too bad. It's actually just a scratch, but I have VWD, which makes me bleed more than normal. I end up pulling a carry way too often, if you ask me. I teased. It was around that time that I realized I was in my sports bra and short shorts that would be illegal in the state of Utah. If you don't mind, I'll go change. I'll be right back. I didn't wait for their agreement. I just ran to my bedroom, then went to my stock of Band-Aids, double-wrapped my finger.